21 minutes to 7. Now, you all know about genetically modifying food. That's where they put moth genes into food, and your children end up looking a little bit like bogong moths because of all the food you've eaten that's genetically modified. Dr. Alex Johnson is a plant biologist at the School of Biosciences at Melbourne University, and he's created a genetically modified rice. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Red.
You've put moths in rice, have you?
No, that's not exactly what we've done. We have used genetic modification in rice, but what we've done is we've just used one of its own genes, and we've used genetic engineering to turn up the activity of that gene to make rice more nutritious. And in the case of our research, what we're doing is we're looking to increase the amount of iron, which is in rice grain. Rice has very little iron in the grain. It's only trace amounts of iron. And so what we've done in our research is we've just turned up the activity of a rice gene, which is very important for absorbing iron from soils. And that has a big impact on the grain. You get a fourfold increase in the amount of iron in the grain.
People are really funny about genetically modified foods, aren't they?
It's a controversial subject. You hear about it in the media all the time, yes.
Do you, if you go to a party and you tell people what you do, and do you end up in fights with people?
No, I don't end up in fights. I think people are interested. I mean, it is definitely a topic which is in the media, but GM crops continue to grow as a field. You know, they've been around for 20 years now. They've been eaten by people around the world for 20 years, since 1996. And every year we grow more and more of them.
So, it's soybeans, isn't it, that is most likely to be genetically modified?
At the moment, if around the world, the main crops which have been genetically modified are soybean, yes. Also corn, canola, and cotton. Those four are the biggies.
Right. And nobody eats cotton, so it doesn't matter.
Right. We wear that one. So we eat a lot of GM food, and we wear a lot of
in regard
made from GM.
In regard to people's concerns, no matter how misplaced they might be, what do you do with your genetically modified rice in order to assuage people's fears? Do you feed it to rats until, you know, they're heartily sick of it?
There's many stages of development for any kind of genetically engineered crop, or for any crop for that matter. What we do is, first of all, many years of field trials just to see how our rice grows, and we've been doing that for about 5 years now, large-scale field trials in the Philippines and Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of that really is to see, does it yield well? Because if the crop doesn't yield well, it's not going to be of interest to farmers. So we do that. Then later down the road, which is the stage where my research is at now, you would do feeding trials. Our rice that we've made doesn't produce any protein that it doesn't normally already make. It just makes more of one particular protein. But yes, we would do feeding trials too. There's a whole wide range of animals that you can feed it to. You can feed, if you want to look at iron absorption in the animals, you can look at mice. They're a good example, as you say. Pigs are also a good example, even chickens. So we would do all that. And we would, more importantly, work with the regulatory authorities in the country where we're trying to release the crop. So here in Australia, that would be the OGTR, the Office of Gene Technology Regulator, and also FSANS, the Food Standards Australia and New Zealand.
Whereas
you got to work with them.
In the Philippines and Colombia, it's pretty much a free-for-all, I'm guessing.
No, not at all. They also have regulatory authorities, similar to the ones that we have here in Australia. So they have their own version of the OGTR, and we absolutely work with them. Those are the bodies that do biosafety assessments in those countries.
Does it taste any different?
With my current permits, we don't eat the rice. In our next permits, we plan to do that. But no, it should not affect the taste at all, because all we've done is we've taken rice, which has very little iron, trace amounts of iron, particularly in the white rice that we often eat. And we've taken that up, if you want to talk in parts per million, to 14 parts per million. So that can have an impact on a human diet, but it would not be something that we could taste.
Right. Is this, this is not a crop that is sterile or anything like that. You have to keep going back to the manufacturer or the owner in order to get next year's crop.
In our case, this crop grows beautifully. All GM crops can be propagated by seed, and that's exactly what we want to do here because we want farmers to be able to collect the seed and grow it themselves. In my particular work where we're trying to create this iron, we call it iron biofortified rice because we're using biology to fortify rice with iron. We want farmers in developing countries in particular to be able to harvest the seed and grow it again. So it's a sustainable solution to micronutrient malnutrition. And so it's important that the farmer can grow the plant from the seed.
Hey, but you can reassure me, I just want to get this clear. If sure. you eat it, your children don't look like bogong moths.
They absolutely will not.
That's from the highest source. Thank you, sir.
They should be healthier.
Yes, indeed. Dr. Alex Johnson, he's genetically modified rice to make it have more iron in it. Can't see anything wrong with it at this point in time. It's a